Shanti. Good afternoon, everyone. Today we have the pleasure to welcome among us our dear and most respected Surya Bhaiji, who else? Yes, give him a warm welcome. So thank you, Bhaiji. Yeah, thank you, Bhaiji, for always responding to our invitation. And today's topic, self-sovereignty, being a ruler of the self. I will be very brief. Self-sovereignty, being a ruler of the self. Yeah. Suraj Bhai is ever ready. So just a brief info about him for those who don't know him. He came into Gyan in 1964 at the age of 14 and he surrendered in Baba's Yoga since 1968. And since 1970 he looks after the kitchen department. That same kitchen department that now cooks over 200,000 meals in just 2 hours. Yes. So we are very thankful to him for, as you know, Bhaiji prepares our mind and soul to receive Baba's vibration, Sakash, during the Advait meetings nowadays. So I won't take much of your time. We are here to listen to him. So Bhaiji, thank you very much.
Om Shanti. So are you happy in Gyan Sarovar? Enjoying everything? Becoming full charged? Fully charged? Because our pure vibrations and yoga vibrations bring a wonderful change in this whole world and in this nature. we can make all five elements our good friend, to this nature our good friend. Topic is very powerful, self-sovereign. We have to become king of the self, master of the self. We have to control all sense organs, including mind and intellect. भाई आवाज कैसी है? गड़बड़ हो रही है? अच्छा. सो वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट थिंग टू बिलीव इन, टू एक्सेप्ट दिस ट्रूथ दैट आई एम द मास्टर ऑफ दिस बॉडी, आई एम द मास्टर ऑफ माय माइंड एंड इंटेलेक्ट. Subtle thing, very powerful thing, because if we become master of the body, body will follow our commands. If we give vibrations to our body, body will receive them. And those vibrations will heal the body. We can get victory over many diseases. If we consider ourselves to be the master of our mind. Everyone's translation is okay? No? Vai karo inka? भाई मुझे गर्म पानी चाहिएगा, ठंडा होगा. सो गेटिंग ट्रांसलेशन ओके. सो इफ वी बिलीव, if we consider, if we give this thought again and again to our mind, oh my mind, I am your master, you have to obey my commands. So very soon, mind will accept that we are its master and it will think according to us. A great thing we will achieve. Because a yogi who controls the mind can control the world, can control the air, can control the nature. Entire universe will follow his commands. So a great achievement for a yogi that we must become the master of our mind. A big subject. Second thing is our intellect. The most precious, valuable property of the soul. Nothing is so important as is our intellect for us. Intellect will help us throughout the kalpa. Intellect will control this mind. Intellect will enable us to get success in our life. So we have to divinize our intellect. We have to cleanse our intellect, most important thing. Once Baba mentioned like this, just as the magician, they so many magics, but it's nothing, it's just the cleanliness of their hands, it's nothing. If you clean your intellect, you can do miracles in this world. So most important thing is to cleanse the intellect. Everyone in this world has filled rubbish in the intellect. Intellect is a vessel in which either we can accumulate purity, good thoughts, powerful pure vibrations, or negativity. So this vessel of intellect has become full of rubbish. I tell you one thing, nowadays scientists and psychologists used to say that human beings are using only 10% of their brain, their mind, their intellect. I asked many, why not 100%? Why we, intellectual beings, use only 10% of our brain? Its reason is that 90% of our brain, 90% of our intellect is full with rubbish. Only 10% is left to use. So if we want to use it perfectly, say 80%, so we have to cleanse it. And you must know the day, the moment, when we learn to use our 80% power of brain and intellect, we become the master of entire nature. When we are able to use 90% of our intellect and brain, we can see entire cycle, whole cult. We can visualize everything clearly, just as you see me, I see you. Likewise, we would be able to see whole cycle. We would be able to see whatever is going on in subtle world, what Baba is doing. It is such a great achievement. So being the master of intellect, we have to cleanse it. And method is, we have to fill pure thing in it. Only give pure thing, pure thoughts. Suppose a person had jealousy. So the jealousy is the negative thing, it's the rubbish. It's making our intellect polluted, negative and weak. So we have to fill love, good wishes for all. So jealousy will finish forever and intellect will become clean. So very important practice. Now I would like to practice, we all will practice with this feeling, I am a powerful king soul, kingly soul, Master Almighty, most powerful soul here, I am the king, master of my mind and intellect, master of this body, and we all will give with true heart. We will talk to our mind, to our intellect. Oh, mind, intellect, I am your master. You have to follow me. You have to obey me. Red light cutting away. So just sit here, being a king. See yourself very clearly. I am a shining star sitting here inside. I am Master Almighty. A king is always powerful. Accept it. I am Master Almighty, most powerful soul in the world, next to God. Make a vision that mind and intellect in baby form are standing in front of me. Talk to your mind. Oh, my mind, you are my good friend. You had been stumbling here and there since long. Now be stable. Again become my good friend. You have to create most elevated thoughts within you. I want to give powerful vibrations of thoughts to this entire world. Cooperate with me. Talk to your intellect. Oh, my intellect, you are very pure. You are divine. Now you have filled within you rubbish. You have polluted yourself. Now you too become my good friend. Cleanse yourself. Become pure and divine again. I have to use you to enjoy my spiritual life. To make myself full with all God's blessings. I am the king, sitting on the throne of forehead. I am supremely pure. Now visualize and feel that golden rays of purity from me are spreading in my whole brain and my whole body. My brain became full of golden vibrations of purity. This is a simple practice, will enable us to control our mind and intellect. But we have to save ourselves, we have to protect ourselves from the negative energy of this world. You know, internet, mobile, many dirty things in them. They have polluted the mind of everyone. And this is why that in this entire world a big challenge is coming fast, and that is depression. Because of this negativity, many youngsters, many human beings are being influenced by depression, insomnia, sleeplessness. You might have heard WHO, World Health Organization, have declared that from 2020 onward, In this entire world, depression will be a great and biggest disease. So we have to save ourselves, we have to protect ourselves from negativity. We have to protect ourselves from the vibrations of this Kali Yuga world. We have to protect many our friends and relatives from the effect of negative vibrations of this world. We have to protect this entire world from the effect of bodiless souls. In every nation, now this problem of bodiless souls, effect of them, sometimes they enter in someone's body, sometimes they effect from outside. It is also becoming a big problem because suicidal rate is increasing day by day. So we have to protect this entire world, become master world savior, those who are good yogi. Those who are very pure souls, they will become the master savior of the world. Just as God is the savior of the world, He protects the world. We will also protect this entire world. So main aim in our mind must be now to become full with the spiritual energy. Renounce all other things finally, because we are reaching very close to the same point from where this circle had started, from in golden age. Again, we are very close to the same point. So now, next 10-12 years will be, what word I should use, I don't want to use any bad word, but a wonderful time, time of transformation of this world, and a challenging period for us. It will be the demand of the time that, oh great souls, oh yogi souls, protect this world. Oh, pure souls, Make this world free from grief and sorrow. O great soul, God has blessed you. Remove the obstacles of this world. World will see towards us with these thirsty eyes. So we have to make ourselves full. This is my deep intuitions every day. Just as a powerful voice enters my mind every day, that now such time is waiting for you. Entire world will need your pure, good, powerful vibrations. So make yourself worthy of that. Make yourself very powerful. Would you like to do this? We used our entire energy for our life, for our family members. We gave cooperation to our relatives. Now time is coming. We will have to cooperate with the entire world. So keeping this highest aim in your mind, churn, what I have to do, what best I can do in my Brahmin life. What best can I achieve at this confluence age? If you are doing your efforts, I can say 40%, you can do 80%, you can make it double. We have got that energy within us, because we are not searching for the truth. Truth itself has come to us, we know everything. You must know, and all philosophers of the world, all big scholars of the world, no one knows where is the abode of soul, where soul came from. No one knows. Big sannyasis of India, they know nothing. They are searching the truth, and we got truth. So path is easy for us. Only the thing is that we have to give attention. Make your plan. Eyes, one sense organ. You think eyes and ears. We see, we listen. Our mind gets affected by these two things. Whatever we see, whatever we listen. Right? So, make these things alaukik, spiritual. Dadi Janki used to say many years before, 40 years before, throughout the cycle, we saw this entire world through these two gross eyes. Now see everything through your third divine eye. I like this point very much. And from that time I practiced it. We see human beings. We see some are good, some are bad, some are impure, some are terrorists, some are very great sinful souls. But no, all are soul. If we have such drashti for all human beings of this world, we will create loveful vibrations for them. And our loveful vibrations will bring a big change in their lives. This is the secret. But if we think, oh, he's a bad man, he's not a good person, so our negative energy go to them, and this negative energy makes downfall in their life, in their attitudes, in their thinking, in their intellect. So our pure attitudes, our pure drashti, our loveful drashti soul's drashti, spiritual drashti, all are souls, my brothers. I have to cooperate with all. I am the purvaj, ancestor soul. So I have to give pure vibrations to them. Such feeling will make our eyes very pure and divine. And nothing, whatever we see, will disturb us. Otherwise, what we see, many questions arise in our mind. Why? Why he is doing this? Why politicians are doing so? Why military people are not doing this way? Why? So Baba used to say, do you remember? If you say why, you will cry. But we have not to cry. We have to smile. And we have to teach everyone to smile. So, in order to make our drashti, eyes, very pure, and our eyes, now think, our eyes must become cooperative to us. We see whole day. And whatever we see, its effect comes back to us. If you see body's vibrations will come to you. If you see soul, spiritual vibrations will come to you. If you think all are pure souls originally, pure vibrations from everyone will come to you. If you visualize everyone, you can do one practice when you are in Yan Sarovar, that behind everyone, here is his angelic form. His angelic form is standing here. And you will see what kind of good vibrations you receive from everyone. So it's up to us how we use our eyes. So we had been looking everything through these two eyes. Now, we have to see everything through third eye of wisdom, intellect. World has become beautiful. If you know about the experience of Brahma Baba, inwardly we can catch many things. What Brahma Baba did in his life, in his tapasya. So Baba, always, when see entire world, Pandavan was very small, we had nothing there, so everything was open. Baba used to say that I do this practice. Whatever is visible, it will not remain after some year. And we become perfect, we'll go back to our home. It was his intense practice. So nothing of this world was influencing him. Otherwise you can think he was Brahma, the greatest yogi in this world. Next to God, he was able to achieve everything just with the power of a thought. But he did not do this. For him, nothing. He wanted nothing for his life. So he never used his powers for himself. He used everything for yajna, for his children. This was a great renunciation of Brahma. Brahma next to God. Full with all blessings of God. Full in all powers of God, full in purity. I share one thing about Brahma Baba to you. Hardly anyone knows it. See, Baba had mentioned once, for the first time when I entered this body of Brahma, I sat here in his body, I spread my pure vibrations in his whole body and cool down his all sense organs. So we can understand. For the first day, that first moment, Shiva Baba made him at least 80% pure. It was gift to that great soul. We are trying our best to cool down our sense organs. So if we do this practice, I am a soul here, I am supremely pure. To pure vibrations we can give a color, golden color. From me, golden vibrations of purity are going to my brain, to my whole body, and all sense organs are getting cool. It will do a great effect on our sense organs. So this is also very great practice. So use your eyes in order to make your mind stable, cool, positive. Whatever you see in this world, change everything into positive. Second important organ in our ears. Whatever we listen whole day, those things affect our consciousness, affect our mind, affect our concentration. Therefore, to a yogi, it's very important for a yogi, he must not hear bad things, evil things, negative things. It's human nature. When you come here in Madhuban, Gyan Sarovar, Pandavan, you come here with a powerful aim in your mind that this time I will achieve this thing in Madhuban. It's a good thing. But some souls, not many, some souls, when they come here, they see here, there, here, there, what people are doing here. Is here any negativity in Gyan Sarovar? They try to know. It will give them nothing. We see everything according to our attitude. If our attitudes are great, everything is good for us. If our attitudes are negative, everything is bad for us. So be careful, ear and eyes, both must become our good friend. And keep giving this thought to yourself, that I have not to listen evil, I have not to see evil. Now is the time to see Baba, to see the greatness within our own self. This is the time to achieve the highest spiritual power. This time will never come back. Think again and again. Most important time. When Baba mentioned, your each minute is equal to 1 year. Do you remember? Some years before. 1 minute is equal to 1 year. So are we aware of the importance of our time? The time of confluence age? Do we know that this time is so important? That in every second we can achieve many things from Baba. So I give you one thought, and I hope you would enjoy this thought, you would like this thought. Give this thought many times to yourself in a day, that I am in God's vibrations. I have to be in God vibration? No. I am in God's vibrations. And once or two times, do this practice that from Baba, very powerful energy around me, here, here, everywhere around me. So I am in the vibrations of God. You will enjoy everything. It will protect you, will save you, will help you all the time. Third, very important, sense organ is our tongue. For two things we use our tongue, in speaking and in eating, taste. In Hindi there is a beautiful word for this. Swad, taste. To taste, Hindi word is swad. Beyond taste. A true yogi is one who goes beyond taste. No effect of the taste. Beyond. Second thing, we speak. Our speech is the important thing for our relationships. A person, when he speaks, people like to listen to him. A person, when he speaks, people think he should stop. He should not speak. So, how we speak? Our words give happiness, patience, encouragement, real happiness, real peace to everyone or not. In relationship, this has become a big problem nowadays. In entire world, bitter words, they are creating many problems in many families in the world. I know about India because many cases come to me. Families are breaking because of bad speech. Because they don't speak sweetly. Though they don't care others' emotions. They don't think that they must not hurt others. They think they have to speak whatever they want to speak. This is not good. We are yogi souls, jnani souls. Our each word must be varsan. God's words are known as varsans. They make the fortune great of everyone. Our words must become varsans. So, this way, we have to control all sense organs, mind and intellect. I would like to share some experiences of people. When someone asks me that my mind has become very negative, I cannot concentrate. Many students ask this question. We cannot concentrate in study. Our mind is just running here and there. We have become very miserable. What to do? I suggest them one thing. When you wake up in the morning, just write down 108 times, I am Master Almighty. And it has done wonders. Many big, big problems have been solved by this one practice. Because when we realize, I am Master Almighty, I am most powerful. So powerful energy spread out from us and this energy brings a big change in everything. So we all have to practice Master Almighty stage. In order to solve your many problems of your life, You must practice Master Almighty stage. Do you like this? You can see in the blessings in every murli, this word is used many times. Become Master Almighty, become Master Almighty. Second thing I taught to the students, student of higher education, when they ask this question, we cannot concentrate in study. We are forgetting everything. Just one girl asked this question. He gave me ring that I am doing my M.Tech. Now is my final examination. I am studying for last 4 hours, but I remember nothing. And he start weeping, crying. What to do? After 1 week, I have to appear into the exam. What to do? My memory has become very weak. I cannot remember anything. I taught him. Although she was not perfectly in Jnana, but she knew a little bit, I taught her. You do this practice. I am self-sovereign soul. Master of my intellect. Master of my mind. And talk to your mind, O my mind. Now be silent. You are my good friend. Give this thought to your intellect. O my intellect, I am your master. I am giving you command. Whatever I read now, you have to remember that. This command. Whatever I will read now, in next 1 hour, 2 hour, you have to remember it fully. And same thing happened. I had asked him, give ring again after 4 hours to me. He told, I studied again for 4 hours, now I remember everything. So just like this, everything was changed. So this is the power of this self-sovereign stage. We can give order to our mind, we can give order to our intellect, to our sense organs, to our body too. If you find in your home, in your family, that some baby, some child has not got good intellect, you can use one technique in the morning. When you make him or her wake up, suppose your baby or any baby in your family, 3 years old, 4 years old, 5 years old, it will be very effective for them up to 10 years. When you wake up them, ask them to speak, I am intellectual soul. I am intellectual one. I am buddhiman. I am intellectual one. So what will happen? Intellect will open up. Because some parts, some centers of the intellect are blocked. So that baby is not so intelligent. But as soon as he or she will speak out throughout, I am intelligent. So those centers will open up and that person, that baby will become intellectual being within just 21 days. One another technique which I used, I would like to share to you. I am giving one example. One student came to me with a question, with a complaint that I am very intelligent in all subjects, but I am very weak in mathematics. What to do? And I can obtain 95, 97 marks in mathematics, then my total percentage will become very high. I will get the good position. But my mathematics is not good. I study a lot, I do my best, I go for coaching, but no success. I taught him this simple technique. you can understand because you all are knowledgeable soul. I taught him. When you wake up in the morning, why I say wake up in the morning? Because at that time subconscious mind is active. So in first 3 or 5 minutes, whatever you think, it will become practical. So I taught him, when you wake up in the morning, in first 3 minutes, create this thought, mathematics is very easy for me. I love mathematics. I enjoy mathematics. Now I will become intelligent in mathematics. It's my favorite subject. 5 times. I love mathematics. Oh, mathematics is very easy to me. And wonderful thing. In next exam, he got 85% marks. From 40, he reached to 85. And he became intelligent. So this is the same philosophy. When that student is thinking again and again, oh, mathematics is a tough subject, boring subject. So what is happening? The center in the brain which is responsible for mathematics is blocked. And as soon as he started to think, I am intelligent in mathematics, I love mathematics, it's easy to me, it started open up. So this is the philosophy. You can use, I taught to many mothers specifically, this one thing, when you wake up in the morning, create this thought, I am Master Almighty and success is my birthright, to mothers and students and young people. And miraculous result they got. Success they got. Success came to their gate. Success had become difficult to them. Such cases happen that a person did not get good job even after 5 years of getting his degree. He was B.Tech, very intelligent student, but till 5 years he could not get job. So he was very much frustrated. His mother gave me ring and I taught him and just encouraged him that now you will get job. Be positive. Renounce this curtain of frustration you have kept in your mind. Be free from that and become happy and energetic. And after 1 year, after 1 month only, when he gave interview at 3 places, he got 3 letters of appointments. 3 jobs came to him at the same time. He asked me again question, which should I choose? You know, which should you choose? So our own thoughts of the morning will do wonder. If you are weak in purity, very practical thing for some souls, in the morning, when you wake up, first do good morning to Baba, and then, I am a victorious jewel, first thought. I am the conqueror of sex lust. I am supremely pure soul, 5 times. I am supremely pure soul. If you find difficult to conquer over your anger, you can create such thought in the morning. I am a victorious jewel. I am free from anger. My mind has become peaceful. I am a peaceful soul. I am peaceful. I am peaceful, and you will see that anger is becoming less, less, less day by day. So this is the power of thought. I would like to say you one thing. In the morning, when you open your eyes, You have to charge yourself with powerful, positive and most elevated thoughts. Otherwise, what is happening? We just wake up and think we have to remember Baba. And after some time, what happens, you know. Charge yourself in the morning. Make your mind dance every morning. Then your Amrit Vela will become a blessing for your life. You will receive many blessings from Baba. How to charge? First, bid good morning to Baba. And not only good morning, then visualize one scene that when you said good morning Baba, Baba put his hand of blessing on your head. Start your first moment like this. He gave you blessing, child. Be happy, be healthy, be free from obstacles. May you be a great soul. May you be very pure yogi. Second thought, talk to Baba. Baba, you gave me everything with true heart. You gave me everything. Millions and millions of thanks to you. Everything will be opened. Third thought, I am most fortunate person in this world. I am most fortunate person in this world. Are you all most fortunate? Yes, yes is not so powerful.
Yes.
Yes? Three times, five times, you should have this thought, I am most fortunate person in the world. I am most happy person in the world. I am the richest in the world. Three thoughts. You can create some another powerful thoughts. I am Master Almighty. I am a blessed soul. I am a victorious soul. I am free from all problems. I am content soul. I am happy in my life. Create such thoughts. Give 5 minutes to yourself and then your mind will become prepared to enjoy Amrit Vela. Then you will never feel sleepy or negative thoughts. Charge, you will feel yourself charged. And when mind is charged, body is also charged. Did you like this? And then after that, practice 5 forms. And if you don't enjoy worshipworthy form, this is the problem with some double foreigners. They think that it is Indian thing. In our country, in our culture, in our religions, we did not have such thing. So you can do one practice every morning. And you must change your practice. Brahmin, angel, deity. Make a triangle. I am Brahmin here. In my left side, after some distance, my angelic form is there. Create your angelic form. In my right side, there is my deity form, future form. And do a journey. I am a soul here. From here, I started to move towards my angelic form. I am just going, going, going and entered my angelic form. I became angel. Give some thoughts to yourself. I am bondage free angel. I am supremely pure angel. I am the angel of peace. I am God's messenger angel. I am most powerful angel. I'm above this earth, I can fly everywhere. Then from there, I soul started to move towards my deity form, entered there. Again, think for that, I'm divine. I was the master of the world, full virtuous, completely pure, most powerful, master of the nature. From there, I came back. I'm coming. See, visualize it. Soul is coming back. Sit here. Take these 5 rounds and your concentration will become most powerful. Now, 7 o'clock. Would you like to enjoy powerful yoga now for half an hour? Because that is our main thing, main achievement. So red light kare bhai. I will give you some thoughts. So keep a thought in your mind that now we have to give the vibrations of peace, vibrations of purity and might to this entire world and those who are suffering. Those who are suffering from problems, those who are suffering from disease, let them get relaxed, let them get our good vibrations. So sit on your throne of forehead, being the self-sovereign. I'm the king of this body. Master Almighty Soul, sitting in forehead. I'm peaceful. I'm peace house. Baba, in soul world, ocean of peace. Visualize him . He is ocean of peace . From him, the vibrations of peace are coming down to me. A fountain of peaceful vibrations. It's coming to me, on me. These vibrations of peace from me are spreading out, going to the world. I am connected to Baba and all souls of this world are connected to me. From Baba, peace is coming from me, going to the world. Now purity. I am supremely pure soul in forehead. Golden vibrations of purity from me are going in my brain. Brain became full with these pure vibrations. I am an angel of purity. My body became the body of light. I am double light. I am lighthouse, my house angel. Feel that around my head there is the crown of purity, aura of purity, aura of golden vibrations. In Param Dham, Baba, ocean of purity, fix your mind and intellect on Him. His pure vibrations, pure energy from Baba is coming down to me. Full purity from Baba is entering me. I am receiving His pure vibrations. I am the master of nature. These pure vibrations are going to all elements. Water is receiving these pure vibrations. They are going down to the earth. Ether and sky and fire, all are being blessed to receive these pure vibrations. Now we will give power. powerful vibrations to this whole world, to weak souls, to the souls who are suffering from depression, from fear. I am Master Almighty. Very powerful soul sitting in the cave of forehead. In soul world, Almighty Baba, His red rays of might are spreading in entire Brahmalok. Visualize Him. Stabilize your mind on Him. He's all powerful seed of this universe, liberator of all souls, and He's my Father. From Baba, fountain of red rays, powerful vibrations are coming down to me. From me, the vibrations of might are spreading out in whole world. And now, let us go to subtle world. I am an angel. Going up, crossing sky, clouds, stars, moon, going towards subtle world, flying up, reached in this world of angels. Now see Bap Dada is standing. In the forehead of Brahma Baba, Gyan Surya Shiv Baba is there shining. Now keep visualizing Shiv Baba in the forehead of Brahma. Baba is giving drashti. He put his hand of blessings on my head. And he spoke, "Oh great child, you are not an ordinary human being. You are the great soul of this world. I have chosen you to perform the divine task of transformation. Oh great child, I have given you all of my powers. You are Master Almighty. You are more powerful than Maya. You are more powerful than problems. You are victorious souls. You had got victory over Maya in every kalpa. Now again your victory is certain. Oh blessed soul, I have given you the blessing. You can remove the obstacles of all. the days are coming when you will have to destroy the obstacles of this entire world. You are the beauty of this universe. Your purity is the blessing for this world. You are Master Gyan Surya. Your rays of might destroy the germs of Maya from this world. You are ancestors. You are the foundation of this sculpture. Now we have to give thanks to Baba with our true heart. Oh my most beloved Baba, you gave me true knowledge. You taught me how to enjoy the life. You gave me third eye of wisdom. You became the canopy of protection over my head. You gave me many blessings. You gave me happy life. You, the great God, became the guest in my home. You brought the gift of heaven for me. I am blessed, oh my Baba. Many, many thanks to you. Millions and millions of thanks to you. He is smiling and giving drashti. And with the power of his drashti, we became soul and reached to soul world. Now enjoy that sweet silence of your home. From Baba, powerful vibrations are coming to me. I am in soul world.
Shiva ki